thank you very much for joining me on the Savvy Investor Radio. Today we have a wonderful guest. I mean, we all grew up watching The Wizard of Oz, and we literally have baseball legend Ozzie Smith with us today. Welcome to the Savvy Investor.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here. I just rolled into town and looking forward to an exciting 2 days.
For the Pump Brothers. Now, how'd you get involved with them? They strong armed you because
Right. How do you know? How'd you ever get involved with the Pumps? You always hear that story, but I was actually introduced to the Pumps by Eddie Murray.
Okay. Oriole great.
Oriole great and high school teammate.
Okay.
And so we went to a boxing match one time, and he says, hey, you got to come over and meet the Pumps. So we went over and met the Pumps, and that night they were with Jerry Tarkanian.
Okay. Yep. Famous coach.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's how you met him.
That's how we met.
And tell me a little bit about what you're doing with him now.
And we just become friends, man. If you know the Pumps, then you know how caring and how big their hearts are and, you know, how giving they are, you know. And so you get sucked into their world.
Right. And it's a good world to be in.
It's a good world to be in, you know, because they know everybody.
Yes. Well, they do wonderful work. I mean, about cancer research and
cancer,
a lot about the
and
kids.
And giving back,
right.
And that's what's so important. And, you know, so it's not hard to fall in love with those guys.
Right. Now, so you made the transition out of baseball. You did a little bit of broadcasting. What else are you doing nowadays?
Well, you know, I'm the president of the Gateway chapter of the PGA in St. Louis. And believe it or not, I made the transition from baseball to golf. And
swing a good stick.
Well, growing up in Southern California, I was never introduced to the game of golf. And as I transitioned, I realized that, you know, it's a great opportunity, not only playing the game, but the business of golf as well. And so I looked at that as an opportunity to expose kids in the inner city to the business and the game of golf. And I'm in the process of hopefully building a 9-hole multi-recreational facility that introduces them to the game and the business, and, you know, hopefully that'll come to fruition here real soon.
So let me ask you a question. It's something we ask all the greats that come on the show. You know, think back to Sunday dinner with mom and grandma and the folks and the family. What is that meal that, it makes your mouth water every time you think about it?
Well, I mean, of course, it's fried chicken. I'm a brother, you know, okay. So fried chicken, some good old collard greens and cornbread and, you know, maybe some peach cobbler to finish it off.
To finish it up with a little bit of ice cream?
Oh, yeah. I love ice cream now.
Yeah. It's good. Not good for me, but I still like
it. I tell you what, I love making homemade ice cream.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Do you have a flavor that you like?
No, just plain vanilla, man. Don't get too fancy.
Simple.
You don't have to put too many sprinkles and mixed chocolate and stuff in there. That's why it's vanilla.
Right.
It's not chocolate.
So let me ask you this. When mom made that fried chicken for you,
yeah,
what'd she do with the crust?
It's crispy.
Just flour, or she put something special in it?
No. It's real simple, and I use the recipe today. It's salt, pepper, granulated garlic, shake it in some flour, and drop it in the grease.
Yeah, it's good. I love fried chicken cooked
golden
properly.
Golden brown, yes.
Cooked properly.
You got to be in an iron cast skillet, though.
Oh, no, absolutely.
See,
best way to cook.
Yeah.
Yep. And actually, I always brine my chicken the night before, so I brine it, then dry it out really well, and then I coat it in the flour, put it in the buttermilk, put it back in the flour, and throw it in the pan.
You're throwing buttermilk on it. Okay.
Absolutely has to be pan fried in that cast iron skillet, man.
Yes,
take care of those
indeed.
Things forever. Yeah. Ozzie, it's been great having you on the Savvy Investor. I'm going to spend some time with you this weekend, so thanks for being here.
All right, thanks for having me.